Here's a poem I wrote in 2015. You don't have to like oysters. And actually, I don't like oysters. So here it is. You don't have to like oysters. There's nothing wrong with you if caviar and truffles turn you off, though some will look down their nose at you if you decline champagne. It's not a sin to spend your life without a diamond ring or stud. As for grand opera, Wimbledon, Ascot and the Royal Tea Party, you're not alone in preferring to dunk ginger nut biscuits in Earl Grey and nibble soldiers with soft-boiled eggs for breakfast. I met one honest man who ate puffer fish before his wife with their Johnny in mind. He founded a not-for-profit that cared for orphans in Somalia or earthquake victims in Kathmandu. There are bungee jumpers, macrobiotic vegans and others devoted to saving earthworms from global warming before the bees run out. You don't have to be like any of them if you want your tombstone to be admired. Your legacy may not even be on your agenda. And who cares if no one remembers your greatest achievement? No one teaches children to stand out from the crowd, to plant their own standard and translate their imaginations into language you can use for talking to yourself. Few parents instruct their offspring to ignore advice from elders and betters, which may be why I've yet to see a mother feeding oysters to her darling and a father making sandwiches with earthworms or dead wasps. You don't have to have a religion or vote for a political party. You don't have to love your teachers or thank them for their work. You don't have to drive a car or send Christmas cards to say you're still alive. You don't have to eat too much or donate yourself to a worthy cause. Really? Honest? It's not even compulsory to reread this poem.